Our family.
Our family.
Welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts about Harley's Fertility Clinic, members of staff and patients. Today we feature Daisy, a wonderful patient who went through a rather difficult time dealing with endometriosis at a very young age. She braved through it all, and today she's on her way to becoming a mom to a baby girl. Here is Daisy sharing her story.
Hello, Daisy, and thank you for joining us today, our family podcast. So tell us a bit about yourself. When did you start your journey with Harley's Fertility Clinic?
I was diagnosed at 17 with endometriosis. And ever since then, I've had multiple surgeries to remove the endo and to just basically keep on top of my pain management and things like that, really. When I was 20, I asked my gynecologist at the time at Chelsea and Westminster if he would think it recommended egg freezing, if I would need to kind of freeze them. And he basically, in the nicest way possible, laughed at me and said, "You're too young. We would never do any IVF treatment on you because you're 20. You've got plenty of time. You're totally fine. Don't worry about it." So that was kind of like, oh, okay. And then I basically asked my dad if we could go and see somebody who, you know, had a better understanding. And I basically just typed into Google the best fertility doctor in London, and Dr. Venkat came up. So I begged my dad for a consultation appointment, and he said, "Yeah, sure, we'll go, we'll see what she says, and we'll just play it by ear." And then I met up with Dr. Venkat, and that's basically when the journey started, really, when I was 21, really.
Our family.
Our family.
We did all of the tests, and unfortunately it came back that I had an AMH of 6.4, which isn't too bad, but for a 21-year-old, it's quite low, just because of all the kind of operations, and just my blood work really wasn't the best. So Dr. Venkat did say that I was heading in the direction of being prematurely infertile, even though I was so young.
So then you decided to go for IVF?
Yes, yeah, so we did egg retrieval. We waited a few years. Okay. So my first egg retrieval was in 2016.
So you decided to freeze your eggs?
Yes, yeah, so I froze my eggs. And I mainly because I actually changed gynecologists to somebody who I felt kind of respected me a little more. Obviously, with the previous gynecologist, I don't feel like we had a great connection and a great rapport with one another. Now I have an amazing gynecologist at Chelsea and Westminster and the remaining of my surgeries. So in total, I've had laparoscopies to remove as much endo as possible, and I've only got one ovary as well. So it was just all a bit of a crazy, crazy situation, crazy journey that it's been. So in 2016, around March time, was the first time we kind of sat down with Dr. Venkat, and we went through everything that I would need to do to get the best chance of the eggs being really good. And because I'm single as well, we decided to get a sperm donor. So I got a sperm donor from London Sperm Bank. The first cycle we did was embryo freezing. And then I actually did another cycle 2 months after that with just egg freezing. So I had an option if I was to meet somebody in the future. I had that option to use those eggs with the person if I ever met anybody. 7 eggs and then 5 fertilized. So then we froze all of them. So we froze 5, and then the second round of just egg collection, we got 4 eggs. So that was just the first stage of it, really. We kept those in the freezer, and it was great. And in 2018, I had my last surgery, my last laparoscopy with my gynecologist at Chelsea Westminster, and he basically said, your endo's too severe now. It's now in different places of your body as well. It's just not worth us every single year, maybe even twice a year, going in and removing it. The next operation I'll be giving you is a hysterectomy. So obviously that was quite, you know, major news. And then he knew about my IVF, but he knew about my egg retrieval and that I have embryos and things like that. So he recommended that I go and start the IVF process. So that was in 2018. And yeah, so then from 2018, Harley Street Fertility Clinic was basically my second home. And to be honest, it was the best experience I could have had with such a negative experience. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, IVF and infertility isn't pleasurable. It's not fun. It's, you know, heart wrenching at times. But when you have an amazing clinic and doctor, nurses, and even like the reception stuff, it really helps process go that extra little bit smoother, and you feel that extra little bit of love and support.
Our family.
Are you single now?
Yes. Yep. Still single. But I live with my best friend, and she's basically going to be taking on the role as dad, which is amazing. And then I'm very, very close to my dad, who she lives in the corner. And then all my other friends, you know, they will be a massive support network for me and for her as well. You know, they show us love every day, which is amazing.
Do you have any more embryos left?
No.
Okay.
None.
But
none.
What about eggs? You still no. have? Okay.
None. So this was the last egg. This was the last embryo. And this was the only one that survived to day 5. So she's meant to be here, and it's meant to be. And then obviously, because I'm having the hysterectomy anyway, it's kind of like just the way my journey's going, you know. I think if I wasn't planning on having a hysterectomy, maybe I would inquire about, maybe, you know, getting more embryos, like more eggs, another cycle. But she's worth it, you know. That's all I need, just one. And we're good.
How are you feeling physically and emotionally and everything?
Physically, in myself and with the pregnancy, if I didn't have the pain that came with the endometriosis and the scar tissue and things like that, I would be absolutely loving pregnancy. It would be very smooth sailing. Like, I haven't had any major problems. I had a few little mishaps at the beginning, and I've actually had a lot of energy. I haven't really been that hormonal, I don't think. But yeah, it's the pain that is taking its toll, basically. So, but that's being managed with a few painkillers that I can take that's safe for the baby as well. So, you know, I'm getting there, and I just keep on saying to myself every day, she's growing a little bit more, she's safe in here, tucked away in my little stomach. And the longer I can keep her in for, the better it is for her and I just need to put on a brave face and keep on going. And know it will be very, very worth it when she arrives.
Our family.
Our family.
This is the end of the first part of Our Family podcast featuring our wonderful patient Daisy. In the second part, you can hear how is Daisy spending the lockdown, her feelings, messages for other women, Harley's Fertility Clinic staff, and Dr. Venkat, about the birth and what name she chose for her baby girl. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and thank you to Daisy for agreeing to take part and share her experience with us. A podcast by Delia Corolla.